This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and in the words of the great American musical theater composer Irving Berlin, let's go back to the waltz. We had an episode entirely devoted to waltzes back in 2015, and then we had another waltz episode in 2016. I don't think we had one in 2017. In fact, I'm sure we did not. So I think we have to make up for lost time. So let's continue the tradition in 2018. Let's begin this year's waltzing expedition with Franz Liszt's Valse Impromptu. This is a very charming showpiece, and it also happens to be the first piece of Franz Liszt that I was assigned to learn as a piano student. I confess that I never played it very well, but George Bolette played it marvelously, as you will hear right now. Thank you. The Valse Impromptu by Franz Liszt, performed by George Bolette. He was a wonderful pianist, and what a gentleman he was. I only met him a few times, very briefly, but he gave the impression of being thoughtful and, you know, maybe a little reserved, just like his playing. But, you know, when he was inspired, his sound could just fill the hall, and he really, really uplifted you. Here's another waltz that exudes romanticism, but it's a little darker overall. It's the Serenade by Sergei Rachmaninoff. And I have a performance here from a pianist who I don't think gets as much recognition as he deserves. And he's always had a particularly strong affinity for Rachmaninoff's music. This is the pianist Santiago Rodriguez. The Serenade by Rachmaninoff from his group of Opus 3 piano pieces. That's the group of pieces that also includes Rachmaninoff's famous or infamous C-sharp minor prelude. Anyway, we heard the Serenade played by Santiago Rodriguez. I bet that you will be able to guess this next composer. Thank you. Were you able to guess the composer? Well, if you're listening online, you can probably see the credits, who is playing and who the composer is. So that's cheating. That's okay. That was the Modern Love Waltz by Philip Glass. That comes from the Waltz Project collection of contemporary waltzes that were published in the late 1970s. And we heard it performed by the late, great Ivar Mikhashov. Here's another piece from the Waltz Project. This is a waltz by the composer and pianist Tom Constantin. This is called Deja Waltz. And I once heard Ivar Mikhashov describe this piece as Brahms wearing cowboy boots. We're going to hear Deja Waltz performed by its composer at the piano, Tom Constantin. That was the Deja Waltz by Tom Constantin, performed by the composer. Tom Constantin, by the way, is going to be the featured artist on an upcoming episode of Between the Keys. He's a musician who's really beyond category. He's been an avant-garde experimentalist. He's been a traditionalist, a classical pianist, as well as a touring keyboard player in rock bands, most famously perhaps with the Grateful Dead in the late 1960s. He's a fascinating musician who's both joyful and provocative, Tom Constantin, so watch out for our show together. Here is a little waltz by Alexander Scriabin, played by Joseph Moog. I hope you like it. Quasi-Waltz, Opus 47, or do you say Quasi-Waltz? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it was a piece by Scriabin and beautifully played, I think, by Joseph Moog. We are now going to hear a selection from Stephen Sondheim's 1973 musical, A Little Night Music. This is a musical where almost all of the selections were written either in three-quarter time or in variations thereof, as maybe Bugs Bunny would have said. The late composer Richard Rodney Bennett made a wonderful arrangement of a song from A Little Night Music that's called You Must Meet My Wife. He arranged it for two pianos, and he recorded both piano parts by overdubbing. So let's listen to music by Stephen Sondheim, arranged and performed on two multi-tracked pianos by Richard Rodney Bennett. Wasn't that just gorgeous? I think so. That was an arrangement of Stephen Sondheim's You Must Meet My Wife from the musical called A Little Night Music. That was arranged and performed by the composer Richard Rodney Bennett, who multi-tracked himself on two pianos. Boy, I would really love to get my hands on that arrangement and play it myself sometime. Richard Rodney Bennett was a great composer of concert music and also did a lot of television and film scores, as well as being a jazz pianist and jazz singer. And I just became aware of another composer who had a similar multifaceted sensibility. This is a composer, Milan Kimlicka. He was born in 1936, the same year as Richard Rodney Bennett, in fact, and he died in 2008. Milan Kimlicka was a Czechoslovakian Canadian composer who wrote a lot of film and television scores. He also wrote this group of four brief and very lovely piano waltzes that we're going to hear now performed by Antonín Kubalek. Thank you. pianist Antonín Kubelek performing four waltzes by the Czech-Canadian composer Milan Kymlicka. Sergei Prokofiev's solo piano transcription of the waltz from his ballet score Cinderella may be relatively familiar to piano mavens, but I have really gotten to like this music fleshed out even more for two pianos in a transcription by Mikhail Pletnev, who performs it here with Martha Argerich, music of Prokofiev.
Thank you.
pianists Mikhail Pletnev and Martha Argerich, otherwise known as the Dynamic Duo, performing Prokofiev's Waltz from the ballet Cinderella in Mikhail Pletnev's own arrangement for two pianos. And let me remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network, WWFM.org. I'm your host, Jed Distler, and this episode is dedicated to the wonderful world of the piano waltz. I want to compare back-to-back two completely different interpretations of Chopin's famous C-sharp minor waltz, Opus 64, number 2. First, we're going to hear Dinu Lapati play it. This is very elegant, straightforward, and quite cultivated piano playing. Let's listen. Chopin's C-sharp minor waltz with Dinu Lapati at the piano, recorded in 1950. Now, as they say on Monty Python, now for something completely different. This is a very subjective and highly personalized interpretation, and it features the composer and pianist, Sergei Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
Sergei Rachmaninoff in the 1920s performing Chopin's C sharp minor waltz. What a fascinating performance. Many changes of tempo, very worked out balances between the hands, and of course Rachmaninoff brings out inner voices all over the place. It's a fascinating conception and quite different from Dinu Lipati, as you can hear. By the way, did you know that the great jazz pianist Art Tatum used to improvise on the Chopin C sharp minor waltz for fun? That's just a little taste of the great jazz pianist Art Tatum improvising on Chopin's C-sharp minor waltz. Let's hear Art Tatum now in a studio recording from 1953. He's playing two waltzes by Noel Coward. I'll See You Again and Zigeuner. Thank you. the great Art Tatum at the piano, performing Noel Coward's I'll See You Again. And in the middle, Tatum sneaks in a little bit of another Noel Coward waltz, Zigeuner. I suppose we can't do a program about waltzes without looking in on Johann Strauss Jr., the Waltz King of Vienna. And many, many golden age romantic pianists made their own arrangements of Strauss waltzes, like Alfred Grunfeld, who concocted this fantasia on themes from Die Fledermaus. The pianist Rudolf Buchbinder often plays the Die Fledermaus paraphrase as an encore, and I think this selection will take us out in grand style.
Thank you.
Alfred Grunfeld's paraphrase on Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. That was with Rudolf Buchbinder at the piano. We have been dancing away this past hour, exploring a wide range of waltzes for the piano, from Chopin to Strauss and many others in between and beyond. Thanks so much for joining me this week for Between the Keys, and I look forward to us being together at this time next week. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and until next time, be well, be helpful, and be kind to one another.